Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor by the almighty grace of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN Gregory News Network. I preach the Word of God. I'm a pastor. God has called me to preach. And I talk about current events. You can call in right now on the blogtalkradio.com. The phone number, the call-in number, 347-633-9660. That's area code 347-633-9660. Of course, you dial one first. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/PlakeMan70. I've been having shows here since 2013. Also, I've been with four other radio networks that I've had radio shows with. My show started in Hollywood, California, in 1999. My first radio show was in November of 1999. A month later, I get on public access cable TV in the Los Angeles area, TCI Cable, which became Adelphia Cable, which became Time Warner Cable, and other great cable TV outlets. And then a little bit later on, I got on the internet, and you can catch my YouTube broadcast under my name, James Gregory, anytime you like. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, at GregoryOfNews. Today's Sunday, May 3rd. I'm 3 days into my 58th birthday. I just had my birthday on April 30th. I'm 58 years old now, and I'm thankful to God. God has given me another year to live. Praise the Lord. God is good. Keep me in your prayers. The more that I preach God's word, the more Satan and his people are on the attack against me big time, defaming my character, you know, outright lies about me, and so keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated, and God bless you. And I was at Trinity Baptist Church this morning. Pastor Tom Messer, now he was at another function, and a person named Daniel Riddick, he preached the morning service this morning at Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, broadcasting live here on blogtalkradio.com/PlakeMan70. Now, probably tomorrow, Lord willing, I'll put this live radio broadcast up on my Facebook site at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at Gregory of News. Also, not very often, I've been on Instagram and other sites worldwide on the internet. I've been trying to raise support, taking on WOKV 104.5 FM here in Jacksonville, Florida, with the Fox Radio Network. I'm listening to the Fox Radio Network news right now. Pray for the people in Nepal. They're now reporting over 7,000 people have died in that huge earthquake, 7.8 magnitude, a week ago, actually. Over 7,000 people have died, and the death toll could go up, unfortunately. Pray that people in that area will be saved, that they will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting from their wicked ways. Faith cometh by hearing. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And hey, if you want to find out more about Trinity Baptist Church, you can. Now, just give them a call. Check out their website, tbc.org. tbc.org, okay? And check them out anytime. They have services on Saturdays at 5 p.m., Sundays 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and Sunday night 6 p.m., and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Pastor Tom Messer. He is the senior pastor at Trinity Baptist Church, and I've known Pastor Tom. He's also been affiliated with Trinity Baptist College. I used to go to Trinity Baptist College training for the ministry from 1988 to 1991 on a part-time basis. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe we're in the end days. I truly believe that. And how do you feel? Let me know. You can call me on my cell phone after this broadcast, 1-904-504-4283, dial 1 first, 904-504-4283. And now I'm going to preach out of the Word of God here, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking in Luke chapter 22 of the New Testament, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. One other thing, a special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, if you're listening to this broadcast, I still love you. I still care about you. And if you ever want to come back to me, you can. If you ever need me for anything, Christy, I still love you, okay? And God bless you, and I'm praying for you. And you pray for me, too. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be reading out of Luke chapter 22. Stand by. Hold on. Luke 22, verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the way I see it, there are many Judases in the church today that at the drop of a dime, they will turn other Christians into the authorities to be executed. It's an unfortunate thing, but that's the way I see it. That's horrible. There's going to be a great apostasy, a falling away from the faith. The Bible talks about that. These people that are Judases, like Judas, they are not true Christians. They are of their father, the devil. And let me read more out of Luke chapter 22. Stand by.
Luke 22, verse and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished there, make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. The Lord Jesus Christ sat down with the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Yes, Lord. And I'm going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/Wakeman70. Also, you can email me anytime. My email site is Quakeman30@gmail.com. That's Quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled Quakeman30@gmail.com. You know, in the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. That's what it was called in the beginning. Why did I call it The Earthquake Show? Because I went through a huge earthquake. In the Los Angeles area, it was just 10 days after my wife and I got married. We got married January 7th, 1994, in Norwalk, California, suburb of Los Angeles. And 10 days after we got married, after we came back from our honeymoon, 10 days later, the big Northridge earthquake happened. And it shook the whole San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles basin. That quake was so powerful. It was felt as far away as Mexico to the south and as far north almost to the Bay Area and as far east as Las Vegas, Nevada. It shook the chandeliers in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's how powerful that quake was. It did over $20 billion in damage and over 80 people died. So, you know, the people in Nepal, that was almost an 8.0 earthquake. And it's going to take them months, if not years, to recover. Parts of Los Angeles were never even rebuilt after the Northridge quake. And that quake had such an impact on my life. God allowed me to get on the air. God used that earthquake to get me on the air 5 years after that quake. I started writing for newspapers first, the Acton-Acredosia News, like LA News, Rosamond News. The first newspaper I started writing for was the American Eagle News in Northridge, California, and those newspapers, and also the Lincoln Times. That was April of 1999. And then in November of 99, I get on KLA 1390 AM with the Salem Radio Network, and I called it the Earthquake Show. It was like, for 6 months, I called it the Earthquake Show. It is now GNN Gregory News Network. I talk about everything under the sun on my network, GNN Gregory News Network. And going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. And, you know, God bless you all. And, you know, God bless you all. Going to be wrapping up very soon. And it's a beautiful day, sunny day here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's warmed up quite a bit in the 80s, I believe. And, if you need to contact me after this broadcast, you can on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Less than a minute to go. And, you know, this is a listener-supported network, 60 seconds to go. And if you ever want to make a contribution, $10 or higher, a special shout-out to Pastor, Associate Pastor Bruce Kalmhofer at Trinity Baptist Church. He made a contribution. Thank you very much. And, I just had my 58th birthday on April 30th a few days ago. And I'm thankful to God that God has given me 58 years on this earth. And I'm a born-again Christian. You must be born again. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly on the third day by the power of God. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness in great power and great glory. Wrapping up, my name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Take care for now.